News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Welcome to the show. Bowerly and Bellavia, News Radio 930 WBEN. First part of the show, we talked about the woman from Tim Hortons being set afire, allegedly by her boyfriend in the city of Tonawanda. Replayed the interview they did on the morning show with Captain Foles from the city of Tonawanda Police. Just got through talking about Christmas shopping and how Amazon is kind of ruining it for people when you share a joint account. And Christmas cards, whether or not they are a waste of time, I'm not a believer in Christmas cards. Please don't send me any if you're planning on doing it. Save your money. Donate it to a charity. It's not worth the $2. I mean, you know, the price of a Christmas card, you could go to the Entercom vending machine and get a candy bar for the price of just one Christmas card. So I ask you, sending out a Christmas card or candy bar, what sounds better to you? Candy bar. Duh. It is 10 minutes after 5. We're going to get into something else that we had mentioned earlier on News Radio 930 WBEN, but the most overblown local political stories I can think of. Kevin Hardwick's heart, I mean, he's never been a conservative Republican. I've never considered him a real Republican. I've always considered Kevin Hardwick to be a rhino, a Republican in name only. So the fact that he is now going to be with the Democrats, why this has come as such a big surprise to people, I have no idea. And by the way, it also goes the other way, too. We've heard politicians, remember after Trump was inaugurated, we've heard politicians who left the Democrat Party, who became Republicans. So this happens all the time. And it just so happens that in Kevin Hardwick's case, for me anyway, and for anybody with half a brain, I just don't see this as being a big deal, and it's certainly not a big surprise.
I've never had a bad experience with Kevin Hardwick at all. He's always been a gentleman to me. I've always, thought of him as just a nice enough guy. But this is the Vontae Davis of politics. Don't cheapen the fact that if, you know, the best way to beat the Patriots is if Josh Allen becomes a New England Patriot at halftime. I mean, you have to do one, or you have to resign is what you have to do. And then you run as a Democrat. That's what you do.
Wait, even the Democrats who leave to become Republicans?
Absolutely. I think it's, listen, as a grown man, we're adults are allowed to change their mind. Okay. But when you change your team, there is a cost to changing your team. And by the way, I'm using Kevin Hardwick's own words. I went to the Kenton, all of these different letters he writes in his Kenton penny saver there. What is this? The Ken, he writes at the Kenton B newspaper. And I'm pulling things from 2013, 2014, his own words. I mean, Kevin Hardwick talked about in 2011, how he was going to give $7,500 of his salary away to a baseball league. And it appears he stopped doing it in 2012. He doesn't talk about it after 2012. Then he talked about how he wanted to take a pay cut. And if other he also said he believes in term limits. Well, he's in his fifth term right now, so he should be term limiting himself after this, right? I mean, again, I don't – to use the argument of the budget is one of – to me, that's where I'm just like, look – Kevin Hardwick comes out today and says, I am against Trump. I don't like Nick Langworthy. I'm not a fan of the Republican Party. Go ahead and make your decision. You're a grown man. Do what you got to do. But don't use the budget process. That's so absolutely disingenuous, because you're essentially saying that in 2013, when they did cut taxes, where was the crisis? What was happening in 2013? Erie County right now has a surplus. And he wants to come across right now and say that he believes that the Republicans are holding a gun to Mark Poloncarz's head, and this is all about politics. I mean, come on. Isn't he a professor of politics? Isn't that what he does?
Yeah, he's a professor of political science. This hour, by the way, Bowerly and Bellavia is brought to you by AccountTemps. Finding highly skilled accounting and finance professionals can be a challenge. AccountTemps can help. With AccountTemps' extensive network of accounting and finance contractors, you can be sure to find the right person for your exact hiring needs. Visit AccountTemps.com to learn more. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
So his argument is that the Republicans are trying to create a fiscal crisis for Mark Poloncarz in an election year. But he originally voted to cut $9.5 million. And the Poloncarz budget, they're saying that there's a $23 million surplus. So if you're a legislator and you're in the county legislation and you want a property tax levy to $73 million, who's strapped for cash in Erie County? Mark Poloncarz just told all the employees of Erie County, I'll take care of your medical bill for the month of December. Everyone's got money. We're throwing it. We're shredding it, putting it on our cereal. To me, this statement by Kevin Hardwick is completely disingenuous.
They cut that to get their tax cut, their historic tax cut, which gives me $10. They cut from $5 million to $1 million. That would leave us scrambling next year to fill that hole. Why do they do it? They do it because Mark Poloncarz is running for re-election, and they want to hurt his chances by creating manufacturing a budget crisis.
By manufacturing a budget crisis. This exact same thing happened in 2013. There was no manufacturing of anything. His own votes. So you were in the cabal to create havoc for Poloncarz before, but now you're not. And when you talk about taxes going up $10 and... What are taxes based on? It's based on what your home is valued at. You can't just use a generic term that, you know, it's a $10 tax cut. It's a $10 tax raise. It totally depends on what your home is valued at. Kevin knows this. This is just a really, I don't know
BS.
What happened.
Can we just call it BS?
It's total BS. And to me, I lost respect for the way that he unpacked this. Don't give
me
a
lecture.
Well, he
lied to Sandy Beach.
I don't know their relationship, and I heard that
used
today.
To be good.
I also heard it used to be good. But what I'm saying, though, Tom, is that if you're going to make a statement, you're not a big Trump supporter. I get it. But to say that this is not the Republican Party of the Reagan, George H.W. Bush era, of course it's not the Republican. You're telling me that Mark Poloncarz represents the Democratic Party of Tip O'Neill? Are you telling me the Democrats in New York today represent the Democratic Party of 1982?
Maybe Kevin has spent too long in academia enjoying those beautiful lunches they serve up in the cafeteria.
It's sad, and it's ridiculous. And I don't know why this had to be so clunky. I don't know why this had to be so clumsy. I don't get what the point here was. You're trying to blow something up. It doesn't make any sense, but if you go back and read Kevin Hardwick's own writing, everything he pontificates, he defends the Republican conservative cause like every other Republican. Now, all of a sudden, what changed? What's different today than there was 3 months ago? And why are you so afraid to just say that you don't like Trump, you don't like Langworthy, you're not a fan of Larigo, whatever the case is? Come out and say it and be a man about it. Don't run around and say, oh, this poor Mark Poloncarz. I mean, you know, now that I think about it, I do hate plastic bags. I can't be a part of a party that is constantly giving plastic bags out in transgender bathrooms. That's just too much. A man can only take so much. Look, they are going to me, if there was a way that you could have done this with any decency, you wouldn't have jumped over to the other side. You would have said, I'm an independent. And I'm going to vote my conscience. No party owns me, and that's all I'm going to do.
Hey, look, my whole point is Kevin Hardwick, in my mind, has always been a Democrat in all but name. And now he can be a Democrat in name as well. I never took him seriously as a Republican, despite what he said.
But not according to his votes.
Despite what he wrote.
His votes, his writing, everything else. I mean, and then you got to lead off, and I don't know what he did to Sandy Beach besides...
He lied to him today, because right before he's going to make the announcement, this is according to Sandy Beach, Sandy Beach asked Kevin Hardwick, are you going to become a Democrat? And Kevin Hardwick said he hadn't made up his mind yet, and then 2 minutes later, he says, yes, I'm going to be a Democrat.
So here's an op-ed written by Kevin Hardwick, December 21st, 2011. Quote, but if we are to keep the lid on county property taxes, we must continue to eliminate positions rendered obsolete by technology. And without further cuts, we'll not be able to sustain the services currently offered by the county, and our great expectations will be dashed. What the hell happened, Kevin? That was 7 years ago. Was that the party of Reagan then? Was the Iraq War the party of Reagan? That was during the Obama years. I mean, you go to the Kenton B, and you read everything that he writes, his little weekly little columns. Everything he said today is in direct contradiction. So either something has happened, the Jim Comey amnesia is affecting people in Erie County, or Kevin, something's happened in Kevin's life and we need to do an intervention. Because every single thing that he's talking about cutting property taxes. We must cut government expenditures. In my 2.5 years in the county legislature, I voted many times to cut government costs. But now all of a sudden, this is a gun pointed to the head of Mark Poloncarz for the sole purpose. So you were an elected Republican that supports a Democratic county executive?
Stand by. Much more to come in the Kevin Hardwick situation, including your telephone calls.
Well, on November 14th of 2012, Kevin Hardwick wrote that the county executive has proposed a 3.4% property tax increase, an amount I find excessive. Well, this year, it's increasing by 5.05%, and you just lock shields with them. I mean, again, you literally got elected on all the tenets of conservative Republican values, cutting government largesse, and all this great stuff. You go back to the Kevin Hardwick 2013 year when he cut taxes. There was no crisis. No one went crazy. Cats and dogs didn't live together in anarchy. But in 2019, you want to go to 5.05%, and Kevin's like, that's where we need to be. Because these services are so important.
Internally inconsistent.
Again, this is not intellectual integrity. This is not being honest. You heard what about Sandy Beach. He's running around. That's a personal thing. I'm talking about his record. Everything you stood for, you have contradicted today. I don't know what the hell you're teaching kids, but I'm telling you right now, this is not a political science class. You're an elected official, and you got elected in 2009, and we have a $73.1 million increase in taxes, and you've been running around talking about this is the most unforgivable sin for government to raise taxes on property. But now that we're up 2% from where we were, 5% over 2013, this is great because Mark Poloncarz loves it. You love it. It makes no sense.
Well, the only question I have is what's in it down the road for Kevin Hardwick?
We'll find out.
Here is Mike in Orchard Park on WBEN, the Kevin Hardwick situation. Dude, what do you make of it?
So, listen, a couple things I want to clear up. You know, I listened to Sandy this morning, and the idea that Hardwick lied to Sandy I think is misplaced, and I think it's something that should stop being repeated. There's a reality.
Why? Because that's what Sandy Beach said. Are you questioning Sandy Beach's veracity?
Very much so.
On what basis would you question it? I've never known Sandy Beach to tell a lie.
Well, you know what? He doesn't know what he's talking about here, and here's why.
Did you hear the conversation he had?
I was going to say it was a phone call.
It was a phone call conversation. Were you there for the phone call?
I listened to the interview, and I also talked to the call screener.
Were you there for the phone call in question, the Sandy Beach reference? Because if you weren't, you've got no basis for complaint.
All right, so let's just assume that that's – what's your point?
Guys, here's my point. There's a difference between being part of a party and being part of a caucus.
Right? Oh, don't play that game. Don't play the game of the caucus and the party. That's garbage.
The New York State Senate is a people cross-party.
Right, so there's a difference between being, a convicted, being on a list, a watch list, and just being a guy who supports ISIS. What's the difference?
Look, David, that's a ridiculous example.
It's not a ridiculous example. The guy, since he's been elected, has been running around talking about cutting property taxes. Now, all of a sudden, he's upset at Larigo and Langworthy for being Republicans? Dude, pull up, do a Google search and read everything this guy has written and tell me if it's not in 180-degree opposition from what he said today.
The truth is you guys don't know what you're talking about.
I'm reading his own words. You tell me.
Think Mike knows what he's talking about.
We can't afford to raise taxes. October 8th, 2014. Our first priority must be to hold the line on property taxes. Here's another one from 11 December 2013. Yep. To avoid joining Detroit in bankruptcy court, we have to make the tough decisions now. If we fail to do so, the difficult decisions of today will become the impossible ones of tomorrow.
But we don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, you don't. Here's the reality. You're getting into a conversation about conservatism and fiscal conservatism.
I'm not getting into a conversation about that. I'm saying a guy is completely contra. And so it's better to caucus with Democrats who have been so responsible with spending all across New York. Our beloved governor, whose idea of bringing business to New York is to do what? Let's not tax him. Well, geez, I've been here for 43 years. How about I don't get taxed? If you're going to tell me that the solution to bringing business in New York State is lowering taxes, why don't you do that for New Yorkers? Maybe more business will be here.
You can finish the conversation about the realities of the situation. There is a difference between being part of a caucus and part of a party.
So what is the difference?
If you bother to read the election, you realize he can't be a Democrat until next year anyway.
No, of course not. But he's just going to vote for him. So that's even that's actually that is consistency. Then you tell your people you vote for me as a Republican, but I'm going to go out to the other side and hang out with the Democrats and vote with the Democrats. Yeah. That's what he promised when he ran as a Republican.
Election. You'll have to primary him. He won't get the conservative line. He won't get the Wilson Pakula. You know, I'm sure you know all this given your expertise in the election law. But the reality is, look.
Oh, Mike, you're a douche. Go back to hell. Seriously, I'm so sick and tired of these guys. These guys run around. You try to play with your little smart-ass little comments. You've got a guy who was elected as a Republican who ran on every single tenet of conservative values, and you're telling me that Mark Poloncarz represents that? Mark Poloncarz represents cutting unnecessary spending. Mark Poloncarz represents all of the property. Mark Poloncarz is defending the property, the people that are paying excessive property taxes in Erie County. And you're going to caucus on that side because, you know what, Lurigo? All Lurigo wants to do is just spend money out the door. He loves all. It's absurd.
We got a break, but there's much more to come. So is the caller a douche?
Seriously.
Do we not know what we're talking about when we are reading Kevin Hardwick's own words? Never heard David use that word before.
When I joined the Republican Party 4 decades ago, it was Ronald Reagan's shining city on a hill. It was George H.W. Bush's kinder and gentler America. And let's say it's no longer the case. But I was hoping to stay around and fight for the heart and soul of the Republican Party I knew. But I don't think that's going to be the case anymore. I mean, we've had a couple, 3 bad weeks in the county legislature, and I'll be joining the Democratic caucus come first of the year.
So why would you trash the Republican Party if you just want to caucus with Democrats and heal the Republican
Bingo.
Party?
Bingo.
And the other question,
I think the question is Kevin Hardwick a fraud? Has Kevin Hardwick been a fraud?
Well, on Spectrum News on February 27th, 2017, Kevin Hardwick is at CPAC, which is the Conservative Political Action Committee. They have a convention every year. It's huge for conservatives. And he said, listen, the nomination of Neil Gorsuch, the Supreme Court justice, makes everyone in Republican land happy. Everyone in conservative land is happy. So that part we're thankful for. But there's a lot of the rest of it that some have qualms about. He's not talking about himself. He's saying, look, if you're a never Trumper, it is a legitimate standpoint to say I am not a Republican anymore because of what Trump has done to the party. And by the way, I thought Lincoln Chafee was a fraud when he went from Democrat to Republican. I thought I have a tremendous amount of respect for Joe Manchin for not becoming a Republican. He's a Democrat. He might see the world differently than some of his peers, but he's a Democrat. It is the equivalent of your offensive coordinator of the Buffalo Bills deciding to caucus with the New England Patriots this week and just meet with them. No, I'm still a member of the Bills. I'm still the offensive coordinator of the Bills. I'm not changing my team affiliation. I would like to meet with Bill Belichick before the game and just talk over the game plan, but I'm still a Buffalo Bill. I'm just caucusing with the other teams.
And one of the things, I mean, I know that we don't know what we're talking about according to the previous caller, but you want to talk about Kevin Hardwick at CPAC? The Conservative Political Action Committee?
I just gave you the quote. The article's from, February 27, 2017, and he's at CPAC. He took a year off. He came back. For the most part, Trump is doing what he said he would do in the campaign. It surprises a lot of people, but it doesn't surprise his base. He's, talking as a pundit here. But again, it's like, what are you? What are you? If you're elected as a Republican, you don't want to be a Republican anymore, you step down. And by the way, according to his own op-eds, which of course, that we're going to take these out of context, but if you go to the Kenton B and read Kevin Hardwick's own op, he says he's out after his fifth term. That's his fifth term coming up now. He also said he was going to give $7,500 of his salary away to charity. We haven't really seen an update on that since 2012. Maybe he has.
Well, since he made that pledge about limiting himself term-wise, and now he's going to be caucusing with the Democrats, I've never known a politician to do something unless there was something in it for the politician at the end of the day. So what's in it for Kevin Hardwick? He decides not to run for re-election if he's re-elected. He does what he said he was going to do. He self-limits his terms, but then he gets another lucrative county job or maybe goes to the water authority.
I'm not even making any allegation of what is in his heart or what he... I'm just saying... by reading his own words. If you truly believe that the Democratic Party and caucusing with the Democratic Party is going to bring you back to your conservative fiscal point of view, then you owe it to the people that voted for you as a Republican to step down and run as a Democrat on the next time around. But I don't believe that it's, and I said this with Lincoln Chafee in New Hampshire, or in, Rhode Island. I believe the same thing with Joe Manchin. People that change parties while they're elected, whatever epiphany, they woke, whatever the case may be, I fundamentally disagree that this is about a budget debate. This is not about a budget debate. Your own words, your rate right now, the levy is 5.05%. And at the 2013 that you ran around and bragged about all your colleagues in the legislature, what did they do then? So the 5.05% is acceptable, but the budget cuts that you got elected on,
right.
That's I'd rather caucus with the guys that want to raise taxes.
No, let's get some calls on a WBEN. Here's Kevin in Pendleton on WBEN. Kevin.
You know, why is it when Republicans control the state Senate and the state assembly, or the federal Senate and the House of Representatives, they always are accommodating, but when Democrats control both houses, they take everything to the cleaners, they don't accommodate. What is wrong with so-called conservatives and Republicans? I don't understand this. Why? You know what? Kevin, you are always a fraud. And the word out here, I heard about Kevin Hardwick, is that even rhinos consider him a bigger rhino than themselves.
Listen, I have had nothing but a decent and professional relationship with Kevin Hardwick. I have no animosity towards the man.
That's why I'm surprised he lied to Sandy Beach today.
But I'm saying, and again, I'm taking the Sandy Beach thing and I'm moving it to, I'm just saying if you are telling me that the only thing that you want to do is caucus with the Democrats because Joe Lurigo is so dysfunctional, I can't work with Nick Langworthy, this Stefan Mihailu guy is just too much, I don't want to deal with him, then you don't say this.
When I joined the Republican Party 4 decades ago, it was Ronald Reagan's Chinese city on a hill. It was George H.W. Bush's kinder and gentler America. And let's say it's no longer the case.
So wait a minute. So you're still a Republican, even though the party has abandoned you. You just want to go to the other side of partial birth abortion. You want to go to the side of abortion. I'm just telling you, you're going to caucus with a group. You're a pro-life, pro-gun Republican who thinks that it's in the best interest of his constituents to join a party that believes in things that Kevin Hardwick has said for over what?
40 years, four decades.
However time he's been in the party, he is 100% against. He shows up at CPAC, and he's like, yeah, some good things are happening here. A lot of people are excited. It's the Republican Party of old. We got a great Supreme Court justice. This is good. We've got vitality in the party. What happened between February of 2017 and December of 2018?
Exactly. And you know what? What else? If you have a problem with your organization, your club, your political party or whatever, well, do something about it. Run for official status within the party and fix it.
Or blow it up or do something that affects the base. But to me, this argument of, oh, no, he's still a Republican. He's just caucusing with the other side. Because you're telling me the Republican Party is going to home for someone that's going to caucus on the other side?
Why would they?
What makes me more angry is you try to insult our intelligence with the reason why you're doing this. You know, it's just despicable. But anyway, guys, I'll try. You know, I tell myself I wasn't going to call and get myself all blasted about this damn nonsense.
Here's what Joe Lurigo had to say about Kevin Hardwick.
He told me that he was sick and tired of going off the reservation, having to be put back on the reservation, have things go well for a couple months only to go off the reservation again. And he was sick and tired of having to be put back on the reservation, and he wanted to basically do his own thing. So I'm not surprised.
Do his own thing.
I'm not surprised either. Here's Bob on WBEN. Bob, you're on Bowerly in Bellavia. Hello.
Yeah, this is Bob Klump from Canisius College. I've spoken to you guys before. And, of course, I'm a colleague of Kevin's in the political science department. I've known him for many years. I've always had a good relationship with him. I'm very disappointed in his apostasy announcement this morning. I just wanted to provide a little insight, I think. I think, first of all, it's not fair to suggest that Kevin was never, as you, Tom, appeared to be suggesting, was always a rhino, never really a Republican. I think one of you guys alluded to the fact, and I can attest to...
He always struck me that way. That was my subjective interpretation of Kevin Hardwick.
Well, I understand in recent years, but I can tell you something I think David alluded to, that for years he was taking a contingent of our Republican students at Canisius down to the annual CPAC conference. And from all I could tell in talking to Kevin, he certainly was a committed conservative. He stopped doing that a couple of years ago. I think that his disaffection stems a lot from the 2016 campaign. You know, he was a Kasich packer. He was, I guess it's fair to characterize him as an ever-Trumper. I mean, I sympathize with him. I wasn't supportive of Trump, given his personal habits and comments and all of that. But I do agree that the reasons he gave for caucusing with the Democrats now, aside from maybe wanting to compete for the Jim Jeffords Award, the Republican senator who caucused with the Democrats, turning control over to the Democrats in the first George Bush administration. But I think that what he said, assuming everything he said about the operations of the county legislature and the backbiting and the showboating and all that is true, I think that's a pretext. I think that he had become alienated from the Republican Party nationally. But what to me is the really disappointing aspect of what he's done is, and I alluded to this in an email I sent him this morning, is he may not realize it, but he's aligning himself with a party whose governor in New York State, as Kevin is well aware, has said that basically conservatives who are pro-life, who are concerned about gun control and the like, don't belong in New York State. So I guess the question I would put to Kevin is, should all of us whose allies he used to be, should we decamp from New York State at this point?
But, you know, Professor, though, if I'm raising money, let's say I raise 20 grand to run as a Republican, and then I decide to caucus with the other side, I think it would be the responsible and prudent thing to give that money back to the people that thought that they were going to elect a pro-life Second Amendment, the same guy that said, you know, all the great things that are happening in the Republican Party at CPAC in 2017.
Yeah, I understand that, and that's typically been the response when a party from either side, you know, changes to the other side.
Hey, Bob, forgive me for interrupting. Kevin Hardwick is going to caucus with the Democrats, just so you know, and we're joined by Professor Bob Klump, who is a colleague at Canisius of Dr. Hardwick, and of course I had to interrupt him right at the pinnacle of the point he was trying to make.
Well, I think when I got interrupted, all I was going to add was that in terms of politicians switching parties and what's the ethical and proper thing to do in terms of stepping down and running for re-election in your new party or returning your campaign contributions, I mean, both sides have played the game on that. I think back when the Republicans recaptured the Senate in 1994, in Bill Clinton's first term, recaptured the Senate. Senator Richard Shelby, a longtime Democratic senator from Alabama, the day after the election switched and became a Republican. And, of course, he was accused at the time of being very opportunistic. Why didn't he step down? He subsequently, 2 years later, ran for reelection as a Republican and was elected and has been elected since. But there was a lot of the same criticism of him at the time that, well, if that in good conscience is what you thought you should do, then you owe it to the people who supported you and voted for you as a Democrat to resign your office, run for re-election as a Republican, return campaign contributions. So both parties have played that game.
My only argument would be I'm consistently against all of it. And I give a great amount of respect to the West Virginia senator who, under tremendous pressure, has remained a Democrat because he's a Democrat. He might see the world differently on energy and national security, but when it comes down to it, Joe Manchin believes that he belongs in the Democratic Party. God bless him.
Well, apparently so, although you still hear rumors that he still might be flippable, given the enhanced Republican majority in the Senate.
Well, remember Joe Lieberman's conundrum?
Pardon?
Joe Lieberman in Connecticut.
Yeah.
The Democratic Party primaried him, tried to get him out, and he said, look, I'm an independent. But again, I think there's a proper way to do things. But even if we don't follow the same rules, the Lincoln Chafee rule and everything else, at the end of the day, at least be honest. Here's what I'm saying. Just be straightforward with why you're doing it. I would have had much more respect right. if the guy said, look, I don't like Trump. I don't like where this party is going. The Russia thing bothers me. I want to go to the other side. But getting into the nuance between caucusing and what party you're in is really, to me, it's disingenuous and it's disrespectful.
Well, I guess I don't fundamentally disagree with any of that. I think it's also true. I said Kevin had been a Kasich supporter. You know, he took within the party and within the local media, and particularly on WBN, I recall jokes being made about how, well, you know, Kevin Hardwick is going to have a Kasich fundraiser. It can be held in the hot tub of his home, that kind of thing. And while I don't offer that as an excuse for what he's done, I think that this has been building for some time is what my perception.
You're not saying that we made him change caucuses, are you?
No, I think his aversion to Trump and
First of all, if you're going to have a fundraiser for Kasich, at least have it at a men's tailor shop so we can get suits that don't look like burlap sacks. Just saying.
Yeah.
But look, my old take is that I would like to think that there's a different class of maturity when someone decides to become an elected official. That, you know, you're going to take slings and arrows. You're going to have alligator skin. But this just seems a very emotional decision. And if you listen to the people in the Republican Party, they were told yesterday, he obviously, he's conflicted. You could tell he's conflicted. He's under a lot of stress. And I'm not trying to pile on. And again, I've never had a negative experience with a man. And I don't consider him to be a bad person. I consider him to be as honorable and as good as he was when we had conversations.
Yeah, I've been on Hardline a number of times this year, and as I said, I've always had a great relationship with Kevin. It did take me by surprise that he would do it now, because I know even in the recent election season, I believe he was hoping that the Republicans would keep control of the New York State Senate, and was disappointed that they didn't.
Professor, I wish it wasn't the case, but we have exhausted our time this hour, but we thank you very much as always.